11 septembre.
Hello. Has anything changed in the United States?
Yes. So after September 11th, a lot in the United States changed. First, we see a great deal more security in our airports, in our public transportation, such as in the metro and the buses. And this is throughout the United States, not just New York. We see this in New York, in Washington, D.C., and all of the bigger cities in the U.S. And the way that we see the world has changed. Before, we had relations with the larger powers in the world, so Russia, China, those sorts of relations, which we could easily understand what dangers they pose to us. Now we have a danger that is unknown. We can't categorize it. We can't pinpoint where it comes from, and that makes us think that we have enemies everywhere. Mm-hmm. So our relation to the world has completely changed, which means our government wants to have more power, wants to spread out in regions of the world where it didn't before. And for the American people, that means we're inconvenienced more too. We have to pass by more security checkpoints in the airports, for example, with all of the security that we have that we didn't have before. It's harder to travel. It's harder to go into foreign countries. For example, there are certain foreign countries I can't travel to. And if I do travel to them, I may get in trouble in the United States for having gone there. So things have truly changed.
Is there more discrimination after September 11th?
Yes. So there has always been racial profiling in the United States, often between those in power and blacks and Latinos in the United States.
Oh.
But now there's another sort of discrimination against those of Muslim descent. And just as I talked about transportation earlier, if a Muslim or someone who has an appearance of being from a Muslim country tries to go to an airport, they're going to have more problems traveling than a white person. Okay. So there is much more discrimination now in the United States.
What do you think about this discrimination?
I think it's a hard balance to strike, because we have to have a way to know who could pose harm to Americans on American soil. But we shouldn't stop anyone who's Muslim. We shouldn't stop anyone who comes from a Muslim country. So there's a balance that has to be struck, but I don't know personally how to strike that balance. I don't think that we've found the right balance yet.